And of course, we didn't know really what happened at first. It wasn't a case of, oh my gosh, we heard a bang, and we saw some lights come on. And so, what's happening here? And then as we suddenly realized when I saw the gas escaping from the Earth and the spacecraft, I think everybody thinks this, when they're in a situation like this, why didn't this happen on Apollo 12 or wait for Apollo 14? Why me? And every year in an automobile accident, you think, why me? What happened here? And that's exactly the idea that you first get. You don't realize how serious it was until I had an idea of the loss of the oxygen.
Right.
And then I realized that we were in very, very serious trouble. But then, in a situation like this, it's like playing solitaire. If you have some time, immediate accidents, big car crash, that's it. Either you're surviving or you're not. But this was an accident that was dangerous, whether surviving was, maybe 10% chance, but you can think, and so we didn't know what happened. We found out what happened. The old lid weight went down on my stomach, and it got that searing sensation that I had in my stomach, like when you're in trouble, don't know what to do, how to get out of it. Then it's like playing solitaire. When we overcome one of the crises, because there's a series of crises, we're still playing the game. And then we get over another crisis, and like pulling up a car. And there's someplace we can put it. And as long as we keep pulling up cars, solving crises, and finding places to put them, that the game continues. And that happened all the way back to Earth. So,
great.
And you use that in your life now?
That's why I say, I really don't worry about crises. You have them. Some were serious, some are. I wish I had done that, or why did I forget this, or something of that nature. Yeah.
But you made it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we made it. So.
Fantastic.
Other than that.
All
right. Anything else?
I'm. This is more than I hoped for. I'm done. If you're done, I just want to say thanks very much.